everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday night program, Creation Life Shift Healing. And we'll first clear the date, which is November 4th, 2015. Here we go. So releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's clear away energies from you. You may have situations or problems going on, emotional stuff in particular. So think of one of those particular situations and clear that one energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and next we're going to energize the light beams, so bring them up on your screen. Here we go. So, increasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Here we go, everybody. I'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Michelle?
I am here. Hello, Ron, and hello, everyone out in Radio Land. Welcome to the Wednesday night show. I wanted to give the phone numbers once again, just in case anyone is listening through the website, but they wanted to call on their phone, so I'll get those really quick. So on Monday and Wednesday, that's the BBS Radio Show 1, and that phone number is 716-748-0150. And if you wanted to call in on Friday or Saturday, that phone number is 716-748-0144. Okay, so I also wanted to make a couple announcements. Ron has the radio show, the special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls starting on November 15th, and then another one on the 22nd, and another one on the 29th. And he starts all that with the Saturday 4-hour monthly Ascension preparation call, and that will start on November 14th. So those are going to start November 14th and 15th, and you can sign up with those on the top of the website, www.creationlightship.com. Okay, Ron, so we have some good stuff once again in our email box. And if anyone wants to send in any emails during the show or any time during the week in which we can read during the show, that address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, would you like me to just read one of these that came through?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so this one was sent in actually a while ago, and I believe it is from someone somewhere on the other side of the world. And he says that he has done the alien blood barcode clearing, which is one of the barcode clearings. There's about 7 or 8 or 9 of them, I think. So this one is the alien blood barcode clearing. And he felt so tired processing all of the information that went through his body that he had to pretty much sleep all weekend. And then he also decided to do the energetic people cording release, and he actually had a physical reaction where he was probably letting go of some of that energy, where he felt sick while letting go of some of that energy. So that may just have been a natural process for him going through that. And Ron, do you want to explain that a little bit, maybe, how some people go through physical sensations when they have a healing, and how long it may take to integrate a healing?
Well, everybody's different. Normally, that's not the case. So he's probably one of the maybe 1%ers that has the situation. He may want to also do the curse of sex spell clearing. He could have something else attached to him, not wanting him to get released from these extra clearings, too. So that's about all that I can say. So very seldom do people actually have an adverse reaction or get tired. So that just means that he has a lot of stuff attached to him. And you never know what somebody's back history is, how many other healers they went to, you know, what they've done in the past with their own spiritual development, we'll say, which isn't really needed whatsoever. Maybe connect to your spirit. A lot of people try to get more energies to help. I'm thinking they have to move forward spiritually, and they don't release stuff out of their bodies. So that's kind of what I would say to that. Back to you.
Okay, great. So you suggested that also the curses, hexes, spells, clearing might be a helpful hint for that person to do as well, because, yeah, that is an extreme reaction. But, you know, good for the person. They're going through it, and they're doing what they need to do, and obviously they're getting some really good results, because they also mentioned that they have done, they're in the process of doing some more learning, and so they have also done the education clearing, and they had a little bit of a reaction with that. But they're still doing it and feel better. And then they have also done the spirit fetus infusion and timeline crashes and space-time crashes on it. And I know, I guess sometimes it's hard to know if it's really working, but I find that sometimes you can just go, oh, I just don't have that problem anymore. And it's not like you have anything to compare it to, because it just doesn't exist anymore. So good for you, listener. Thank you for writing that in, and I'm glad that those are working for you. Okay, so another thing that I wanted to talk about is, Ron, you have a really great list that I came across while looking through the website. And I just wanted to go over that and then see if you have any input, you know, further speaking about it. It's basically the aspects of creation lightship and how they compare with what we are living with here and now on the planet, which is basically light of the darkness or being in the darkness. So the top of it says, characteristics of the pure divine creation light source energy as compared to characteristics of light of the darkness, artificially cloned light source energy. And the first one on the list is that the creation lightship works only in the now, while the darkness works only in the constructs of time.
Yeah, so we mentioned that a lot about timeline crashes and getting out of time, because they created time for you to live in. Which means that anything you see in a time-based reality is going to be darkness. When you're in the moment, then everything switches over to where it's supposed to be, out of time, maybe out of time under timeline, and you're able to do things and you lose track of time. So if you ever lost track of time, and this doesn't count alien abductions, you know, where you're driving your car and all of a sudden you go, gee, what happened to the last hour? Well, that's an abduction process. Okay, so this is more like you're actively doing something physical. Not that driving your car isn't physical, but you know, when you're doing something, you know, mowing your lawn, we'll say, or painting a picture, doing something with your hands, so anything like that, being creative, when you're using your creativity, then that time stops for you, and you continue making something, and when you get done, it's completed. And you go, wow, what did that last 2 hours ago? Well, that means that you were stopped on the alien timeline because you weren't really thinking. You were in the flow of your spirit with source energy. Now, when you start thinking about what you're doing, then you're back onto timeline. Remember, everything that is done in your source energy with your spirit, there's no judgment. So you can just have a really good time and you're doing something. And you are using your, in a sense, stored memory in your body of how to do something, but you're not connected to timelines. Now, the timelines will make you have mistakes, will have you say or do something that maybe be, you know, that's kind of counterproductive for you, because that's how timelines work. Timelines work with duality. And duality is where you don't want to be. That's why when you're in the present moment, there's no more duality. And that's kind of the way it works. So when you're on timelines and you're in duality, then you're in that darkness energy. And the whole thing is, you know, are you in time or not? So back to you.
I guess that's that old saying that is, time flies when you're having fun. And, yeah, I think I've experienced that. It's really, really quite a lovely experience, actually. So, all right, great. So the next one says that the source energy is 100% heart-based, while the darkness energy is 100% mind-based.
Yeah, it's mind and also emotional-based. So maybe your mind brings forth emotions. And maybe if you think of something that happened that was very disturbing to you, maybe it makes you cry if you think about something, then that's in your emotions. So right away you know that that cannot be source energy. And I would imagine that's probably what people have troubles with religion. You know, they go to church or whatever, or they don't go to church, but they pray to something outside of themselves, asking for that wonderful favor because maybe their canary isn't feeling very well or something, or their dog is sick or whatever, you know, or they're feeling awful, or maybe one of their loved ones is not doing very well, and they keep praying to this energy outside of themselves. And then all of a sudden they get the emotions from it, and those emotions automatically will tell you, good or bad, that you're not in source energy. Source energy has no emotions because it has no record of your history in the past or in the future, particularly in the now. So if you're always in the now, then what happened 2 seconds ago doesn't exist for you. And that's the way source energy is. There's no record, nobody watching you. And that's why we had to put up the Earth Transfer Clearing for people to connect you to source energy when ascension time comes. That's the main reason for doing that, because you need to show that you have existed. So that's actually, say, a special, I won't say location, but if you want to mentally think of it that way, and you can, but it's just the way that we can allow you to hold on to your clearings and to be recognized that you are here. And that's where that clearing is up. So you're looking at mind energy, which is emotional energy, law of cause and effect, collective consciousness. Remember, all creations, all ideas that's out there, has already been created by the aliens, because you're in their sandbox and you're in that mind energy and emotional energy, the law of cause and effect. Source energy, everything is available to you if you can tap into your own spirit. But from there, when you're moving on into something else, you're not going to have maybe that information of what happened before. So you have to always be in the now. But in the now, everything's available to you. Does that make sense to you, Michelle?
Yeah, it's like you always have the answer if you go into your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know if it feels like this for everyone, but it's like you're in your heart when you're a little kid, and you're just happy and you don't have any cares, or maybe you're not happy, but maybe you're just like at peace. You know, you just feel fine. Everything's just fine. And then you start thinking about things, and then it makes you feel, yeah, emotional. It leads you to do things, I guess.
Yeah, another way to look at it, you know, we see artists out there, singers, for instance, okay? And so, you know, when you see somebody singing, they're more than likely in the present moment, because they're not necessarily, you know, trying to remember words or read words to sing. So if you ever looked at somebody singing, any artist, and they're doing something live, they're more than likely almost always in the present moment, which means they're with source energy. Now, if that person started to sing a song and they started thinking, gee, I don't know if I'm sounding very well, well, automatically you're going to be on timelines and not sounding very well, and you will not sound well because the aliens will put you there, and now you're going to have all kinds of problems. So that's kind of one way to look at it. So you can watch any singer who's singing and performing, and they're more than likely, probably almost all the time, going to be in the present moment. Back to you.
Wow, yeah, I think I have seen that and experienced that as well. Very true. Okay, so the next one, it says for Creation Lightship, it says it only knows light and its own creation. And for the dark side, it says that it exists in both light and darkness.
Yeah, so what happens is light only knows light, doesn't know darkness. So the darkness wants to come into light. It can't become light, but it can bring in and copy what light is. That's what we call the light of the darkness. So it sees light, wants to steal light energy, steal spirits, souls, physical bodies of people, etc., abductions. And so it can mimic the light, but it can never be the light. And once you start doing the mind to heart drop, you really start to catch on what light is because you're in the moment. And if there's nothing else that's going to be stronger to connect to your spirit, we'll say, than to do the mind to heart drop. Because when you do that instantly, you're in source energy in 15 seconds. So you can't do any other type of modality or anything else that's going to bring you into your spirit energy with you, quicker than that. You know, the beaker now clearing might be take a little longer on the website. But basically, it's the same thing, but the mind of heart drop is what you can do, and there's nothing out there. You know that you're not in darkness. And if you do any type of modality other than that, attempting to find light, you're going to be on the light of the darkness timeline, and it will take you longer, and then you're going to find yourself that you're suffocating in the light of the darkness because there's no freedom there. It may look completely light, like that white light tunnel that you get sucked into and go down on a near-death experience or a death experience. Some people can have recall of that. But the source energy doesn't do anything. It's pure light. And you don't have to go anywhere because you are that. You are light when you do the mind-to-heart drop. You are connected to your spirit. And there's no lesser light. There's no greater light. So you are it. That's basically the process. There's nothing outside of yourself that's greater that you have to strive and achieve to obtain because you're already there. 15 seconds, mind to heart drop. If you're a newbie listening and you go, well, I want to experience what life's like, that means that you're out of time and peace. That's all that it is. Do the mind to heart drop. We do it on every one of our programs, more recently, the last couple of years, I believe. And do that, and you're going to say, wow, that's simple. You know, at first you may not believe it because it is too simple. And that makes it more correct because the light doesn't need any razzmatazz or jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks or whatever, backflips to get into light there instantly. So back to you.
Oh, boy. I think if you went to some, yoga classes or churches or spiritual groups, they would definitely tell you that there's all sorts of things that you needed to do to get into light or to bring the light, but absolutely, you already are the light, so that's great. So you just need to keep your spirit in your body. That's a great explanation. Thank you. So we have somebody who wrote in with a question about time. It says, if the aliens created time, doesn't this mean that they live outside of time and are very advanced?
Well, they're still in time, though, but their time frequency might be a lot faster than yours. And so when they look at you, they go, man, these people are in slow motion. And that's why they can control you because, the time is, instead of going tick-tock, tick-tock, maybe it goes tick. And the next thing would be talk, and that could be 3 days later. And that's how they can fabricate and do things to you by stopping time, and you don't have any recall or knowledge that it stopped. And so that's why you could say that they have much more technology, in a sense, because they're at a higher frequency of manifestation than you. And don't confuse that to being more spiritual or anything else. It just happens to be able to be at a different consciousness in the light of the darkness. If they were in true light, there wouldn't be any distinction between you and or between them and you, if they were in true light. And there's no difference between, say, you and, if you want to use the term kind of loosely, the spiritual masters that came here. The only difference is that they're cleaned out of the DNA. So they're not relating to physical limitations and judgments where they cannot do something. So that's sort of the difference between a master and you, is that they don't live in the time-based reality, and they don't have limitations to the body. Making it kind of simple, that's one way to look at it. So back to you.
Okay, great. The person whose email that I had read at the beginning of the show wrote in, and they're asking, let's see here, are there any more details that you could give about clearing with the curses, hexes, and spells? He has already done the whole life and has the unlimited version, as well as generations 1 through 7 and then 8 through 14. And then it says, Ron suggested him doing the alien blood barcode removal in order to improve and reduce reactions when doing healings, but he is still having reactions after doing them. Okay, so it sounds like he already did the curses, hexes, and spells. Is there anything else you would want to suggest, Ron?
Well, it's sort of, let's see, what it sounds like, there's maybe some life form. This is a possibility here. I'm not saying I'm 100% correct here, but it sounds like maybe something is sharing your body. And so that doesn't like the energies that you're bringing to yourself to free yourself. So in a sense, it wants to keep you enslaved in its energy. I would probably recommend, if you've been on the alien attack page, these shapeshifters, that's things that are inside of your body, and or just keep doing that help-released or help-enslaved aliens on YouTube. Run that for yourself. And also do the clearing. And it's a pre-clearing that brings you, I think it's the, brings the aliens to the light, alien to light clearing. So if you don't have that, the co-host can send that to you if you just send another email. So that's what it feels like to me, is that there's something either sharing your body or just on the outside of it, not wanting you to get released from its control. Back to you.
Okay, great. I was also wondering if, the weekend calls, the Saturday and Sunday calls, a lot of times you do remove things from people if you feel that they are in them during those calls. So those might be helpful as well.
Yeah, and even okay. The Thursday call would be good.
Yes.
Get rid of, you could indicate your problem. It's specific to everybody and their own particular situation. And that's used to release alien life forms out of you, your replicas. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So getting back to the list that we started on. So the light also obeys spiritual law, while as the dark side ignores spiritual law. What is spiritual law?
That everything is free and exists in non-judgment. That's source energy, and it's the neutral energy, which is peace. Everything there would be peace energy. So anything that is not in peace, that has energies attached to it, like the spiritual hierarchy, which, you know, using the term loosely, the Galactic Federation, and other things out there, these energies are in judgment, telling people what to do and trying to have you think that you're not powerful enough and you need to rely on some other source outside of yourself. And there's been a lot of channelers over the years who get a following of people, and they tell them what to do and how to do this, and that, you know, the aliens are going to come out of the sky or come into go to the center of the earth into a light chamber or something or whatever. And all this stuff, you know, is strictly designed to tweak somebody's ego so you feel better that you're doing something. And they're not talking about your own spirit, how to connect to it. They're trying to bring you into darkness by their channelings and information that they give people. And I think slowly a lot of these people are kind of dropping out, or they're getting older and the dark side doesn't want them around any longer, and they kind of drop dead. And, you know, remember, the dark side will kill its practitioners. And if you look at any of the healers that are older, they start falling apart, and you wonder what happened to them. And in most cases, if a person started doing energetic healing on people, maybe in their 30s, they'll probably be dead before they're 50. So, and you can just see that. I watched that in Expo. People used to be there doing healings all the time. They're no longer there. Find out what happened to them, and yeah, you find out, oh, geez, I got this case of this or that or the other, because the physical body took on the energies of what they're healing and activated in their DNA. And they normally, when they were alive, were saying, oh, yeah, I'm using Archangel Michael, and I'm using this, I'm using that, and, you know, whatever, the Great Central Sun connects with me, you know, years ago and talked to me or whoever. And it's just the aliens using you to collect the energy for them. You're their energy pool as you start working on other people. And, you know, they'll just use you and hold the energy in you and just slowly take it out of you, including your life force energy. Because the more you have contaminations inside of your body, that contamination still has spirit energy to it. If you were to, say, take cancer out of somebody, and you got this ball of cancer and it's in front of you and you're looking at it, it's still going to have spirit energy in it. And so, naturally, the more problems that you have and the more problems that maybe the healer ends up having, they'll still have spirit energy, and the dark side can, you know, get siphoned off the energy from that, and it'll still live. And so you can be miserable with some type of ailment for your whole life, and it's there because you have more of you. And they put you on timelines with that same situation. So, back to you.
Yeah, I've seen that too, and it's often the most gentle, kind, and peaceful, loving people who say, oh, I want to be a healer. So then they go into that, and then they start having all sorts of health problems, and they just can't figure out what's going on. But that pretty much explains it, that, well, you're touching all these people, and so you're picking up their stuff.
Yeah, and normally if you have some type of, degree or something, you know, like Reiki, you know, you're still taking the energy into your body. And so, unfortunately, even people doing Reiki is going to have trouble. That's maybe the main one. You know, we kind of switched over, you know, initially, you know, they used the word touch for help when they're doing Reiki on people. So that's kind of more, you know, it's easier for the AMA to use that type of person in hospitals as they're doing touch for help. But if they're doing Reiki, they may go, oh, I don't know about this here, you know. But it's still the same energy. And that energy is going into that physical person because you're using symbols, and the symbols get lodged in their body. You may be helping people, but, you know, the bottom line is you're going to die of whatever you helped heal people with. Which one's going to come up first? So, back to you.
Yeah. So, it's best to not really touch people, I guess, right? As much as possible.
No, because everybody has contamination. So you have to look at, you know, what is this person going to give me? And if I connect with them some way, that's why most people don't want to physically touch people, because they can feel the energy. And they know that they don't want their energy. They don't want to be slimed or contaminated, so they try to stay away from people's energies the best they can. But it's a learning process, unfortunately. But some people don't want to hear, you know, what I'm saying. They don't believe it, because everybody else in their peer group or everybody else that they see is doing this type of thing. But unfortunately, you know, they will have problems when they get older. So back to you.
So actually that has to do with one of the emails that was sent in to us recently. This person writes in saying that they feel like when they woke up this morning, that they had been fighting a battle. And they're also wondering if they have something stuck in their body. And what happened was they saw an old friend who's into New Age things yesterday, and they were telling her how wonderful their life has become through doing healings with you and Creation Light Chip, that they have no pain and that they're doing very well, and that they had also told her this 4 years ago, but that this person believes the New Age belief that aliens are here to help us, and someday they're going to do so. But then the next morning she woke up with a lot of body pain. So do you just maybe want to tell listeners the several things that could be going on there with that?
Well, yeah, there could be a lot. Let's just do a clearing. And here we go. So if anybody has a situation where somebody slimed them, we'll just keep it kind of personal to that person. But you don't know what's in their body at that time that's doing this work also. Remember, you're not alone. So here we go. Even though it looks like you're alone. So here we go. One, releasing the energies from that person and everybody listening here that may be of an alien signature, we'll call it. Here we go, releasing that. And you may want to play the that clearing, pre-enslaved aliens on YouTube, that maybe half a dozen times. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. So, yeah, it's hard to, hard to convince anybody if they have a belief system that's different than yours. And, it's something that normally you probably don't want to do. Let them do what they're doing. Let's say come and ask for maybe assistance or something. Because they probably won't believe what you're talking about, because they have no reference for it. And then also the implants go off the side of them. The mind-controlling implants, as you start telling them a little bit more about truth, what's really happening, and they don't want to hear that, because maybe they got a warm, fuzzy feeling from an alien abduction, and they saw a friendly alien, and they go, oh, this is great. Remember, they work in emotion. That's one of their main attributes to infect people is through emotion. So basically just kind of, maybe not try to convince people, because otherwise they may not like what you're saying. It may not be the person. It might be the alien inside of them, okay? They might be saying, oh, yeah, I like this. I agree with you and everything else. But the alien's going, we got to get this person who's talking about this, because we might lose our home, you know? They may start doing timeline crashes, and we're not going to be able to connect with this person any longer. You don't know who and what's listening. You may just only think that it's very simple that this person's there, but believe me, there's more to it than what meets the eye. So back to you.
Yes, you're maybe seeing more than just the person in front of you. It's rather strange, but it's true. Okay, so the next thing on the list is that the light never seeks to control its creations, while the dark uses mind control and manipulation to control people.
Yeah, that's probably self-explanatory. So when you're on timelines, you're being controlled, and you're on a timeline here when you're not in the present moment, so you're always being controlled, and that's why, you know, they found out about astrology and how the planets affect people. And that's your main controlling thing there, how these energies are affecting you and giving you mood swings, etc., because they're giving you programs along with what's above your head, the ships that you see that are flat-bottom, the alien spaceships, we'll call them, and the clouds that are flat-bottom clouds. That's why you don't see very many of the brown puffy ones any longer. Maybe, like I say, you might see the real clouds here maybe once or twice a month. Most of them are all flat bottom. Although I have had people mention that they have the real clouds in other countries, where I guess here in the States and in Canada, they're not. For me, driving across country, going through Wyoming to Nebraska, boy, talking about ship clouds, holy smokes. That's all that's there, all these dark, bad-looking clouds. So they must like maybe the cold weather up there or something. So if anybody is kind of in the northern states there, you might want to comment on that. But, boy, they're all over the place. I mean, it was like I couldn't believe it. So it would make a bad day here look good. Maybe that's why, I don't know, maybe the people in the South don't have that as much. We'll give anybody here a comment if they know about going to the North and going to the South here. But the South may be better than the North. But anyway, we'll just see what happens, what people talk about. So back to you. And these are not like rain clouds, okay? I'm not talking about clouds that give bad weather, although the alien ships do that. I'm talking about just the way the clouds appear. So, back to you.
Right. I remember once I went to Disneyland with someone half my age, and on one of the huge billboards in one of the buildings in one of the sections, there were these big, fluffy clouds painted. And I said, "Do you see those clouds? That's what clouds looked like when I was a kid." And she just looked at them and went, "Oh." Like she had never seen those before. Oh, it's so sad because they were such pretty clouds, the fluffy round ones. I love those. Okay.
People just check out the old movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And watch the old movies that are probably black and white. If you're not going to see the flat bottom clouds as much, they're still there a little bit, but most of them are going to be, you know, a real earthly cloud, you know, that should be here. Back to you.
And now, why do clouds look like that?
Well, remember, the aliens are invisible to your eye, but they're not invisible to the elements. And one of the elements would be the clouds. So the clouds form around this invisible object, and all of a sudden you have a cloud that looks like a ship. The weird ones are when you, and I've seen quite a few of these, the weird ones are you see a cloud, and then all of a sudden they get like this square box on the bottom of the cloud, and it starts getting larger and larger coming down. So it's kind of like a vacuum cleaner, you know? And then, you know, they last about a couple minutes, and you can see this thing getting energy from somewhere. And then all of a sudden, that box slowly moves up into the cloud again. You go, wow, that's something, you know? So maybe it's doing a harvest. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So the next one in our list is that the light grants free will to its creations, while the darkness seeks to enslave and actively disempowers.
Yeah, we sort of kind of talked about that, but it's free will free choice peace energy. And so it allows you to do what you'd like to do. Unfortunately, most people are not, you know, connected to their spirit because they're not doing the mind to heart drop. And so they're running programs. So the programs which you're running will be the controlling program. So you're looking at peace versus program, free will versus program. Free will, which is non-thought, okay, peace versus thinking a lot, being very mental. And then you're on timelines. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I don't really have anything to add to that right now, so I'll just go to the next one. It says, the light does not force reincarnation, but the darkness traps people in the earthly karmic wheel of reincarnation.
Yeah, so there's no such thing as revisiting in light, revisiting anything more than one time. If you choose to, you could, but you're in the now. So you're not forced back to a lifetime that you had experienced before. You have free choice to go where you wish to go to. That's, I guess, the easiest way to state that. We're here being connected to timelines and everything else. You are connected and to the reincarnation process because you have timelines that you're living on. And they want you to be in more timelines. And we could use the word parallel life. They want you to be in more parallel life than once. So they keep you reincarnating here. And you have to come back to find the bits and pieces of you. A long time ago, I had this scenario kind of given to me. So here's a scenario. There's this couple living on this island, we'll say in the ocean, and the person the man got this coconut from one of the trees, and he carved into it, "I love you." So he gives that to his wife. Actually, we don't talk about love. Should probably say peace. Peace be with you. But anyway, he said, "I love you," and that was his gift to her, and she liked it. And as time went on, somehow, that thing got displaced, the coconut, and it went into the ocean. So what happened was, as these people die, we'll say the man wants to leave the island, and someone says, the darkness goes, "You can't leave there." He goes, "Well, I did everything right. I followed the script and, dotted out my I's and crossed my T's, and I'm ready to get out." He goes, "No, you can't." You go, "How come?" He goes, "Well, the coconut." And he goes, "The coconut?" He goes, "Yeah, you put in there, I love you, have your spirit energy into that coconut." Everybody needs to understand this. The person put his energy into a creation. So now he had to come back to reincarnate to find that coconut. So he goes back to his island, and naturally he's looking all around for it, can't find it. And he kind of realizes that it probably went into the ocean and it went to some other place. And so he does another incarnation on different islands, and he finally finds the island that the coconut went to. So from there, he incarnates and realizes that, yeah, this couple, found the coconut, and they broke it open and ate it. So the next part of the storyline is, he had to go dig up their bones because his spirit energy, from riding on that coconut, they're carving, the coconut, we'll say, was now in the bones of these people. So he had to take his spirit energy out of the bones to be able to leave here. So I won't say this is the way life works, but it may give you a clue on why you're incarnating, because you're coming back, probably as you talk with your soul family, you go, "Man, I did all this artwork, and I did all this that, and I came there with, a gallon of spirit energy, and I left with a pint. And what happened to it?" Well, naturally, some of that got siphoned off by the aliens because they're using it on other parallel timelines, parallel lives. But what did you put your energy into? How many creations? Because your spirit goes into whatever you create. And so you're coming back here to refine your spirit energy. So they kind of talk about that, is that you come back because of your karma, what you have done. But they don't really go deep enough in that. So that's why you probably really come back, is because you're trying to collect bits and pieces of you from your last incarnation. So basically, you need to have a spirit retrieval and stuff, but that may shed some light on why you're probably here, because most of you probably is stuck here or somewhere else. Back to you.
Yeah, I was wondering, Ron, I haven't, really searched it thoroughly recently, but are there any of the healings where it's not spirit integration, but it's actually spirit retrieval? Is there any of those where we could get that and run those?
I'll have to check that out. I'm not sure at this present moment.
Okay.
Because the clearing will bring back your spirit. So it's kind of up to you to do a clearing. See, if you do a clearing, you're getting stuff out of your DNA, which can bring back your spirit. But I think you're asking as well, let's see, if I painted a bunch of pictures when I was, in first grade, coloring them, and I threw them away, where are they? And do I have myself in those? Things I don't remember doing, but I know I did that. Yeah, that is correct. So you may want to bring the energy back to you. I got to work on that one. So there's a lot more going on that I need to figure out here. So back to you.
Okay, and also with that, somebody wrote in with a question about the New Earth Transport Clearing, which is free on the website. And it says, if your spirit was stolen, but you did the New Earth transport, will you still have something left on the New Earth in resonance for ascension?
Okay, each time you do that and you bring over your clearing, which is, in a sense, you having this cleared, okay? Oh, I got it here. The second step to the Be Here Now is spirit retrieval.
There you go.
That's a pre-clearing, okay? But
wonderful.
Okay, so we were talking about, let's see.
The New Earth transport.
Yeah, New Earth, yeah. So let's just say that you did a clearing and you had, we'll just say, 80% of you here from when you initially came here, okay, in this lifetime. So you do a bunch of other clearings, and your energy starts to come back to you because your spirit is typically outside of yourself. That's if it's outside of yourself, just around you physically. Okay, if you're strung out on timelines, then you may do a clearing, and you may be 80% today, and in 2 weeks you could be down to 60% because the darkness is taking more stuff out of you. Those are on a timeline, so you need to do timeline crashes to bring your spirit back to you. That's why you do timeline crashes. So that's the major spirit retrieval that I have online right now. When you do a clearing, it's just indicating that you're accountable for being here. That's all that it is. And as you do a clearing, maybe you get back 1% more of you. So when you transfer that energy of the clearing, which is really transferring your spirit energy there also, it's kind of like a mirror. And it sees you as having extra energy because you worked on yourself to bring more spirit energy to you. Then automatically, it's noted there. So the light will look for that energy in the darkness if you get taken out of here.
Okay. Great. So that's a wonderful one for any newbies to do. After you do any clearing, the free ones or the whole life clearings on the website, Then you get the New Earth Transport Clearing, which is also in the list of offered clearings. And you put in the name of the clearing that you just did, emotional whole life or trauma release, whatever it was. And then you run it. It takes a minute and it's free. And then that is taking that part of your spirit that was retrieved and putting it safely somewhere else to wait for when the ascension happens. And
it actually costs 1 cent for the first time.
Oh, it's 1 cent.
Yeah,
right.
But and some people keep buying it over again, which you could do. Not a whole lot of money. but you could, if you can remember the codes for that to get into that phase, then you don't need to pay any longer. But some people just want to make sure that they're connected with that 1 cent also. Because right away you're going into the PayPal energy, and you're bringing in that 1 cent energy of light into PayPal, okay, when you do this. So there's more going on than what meets the eye. So that's why I had it at 1 cent, so that a lot of stuff is cleared around you. And just by giving 1 cent, you could be clearing out some of your financial abundance for 1 cent. So you're dealing with money or something, money on the internet anyway. So back to you.
So are you suggesting that we keep the codes after we buy it and run it again, or every time we want to run it, we buy it again?
Well, you might try that. Why don't you try it by using the code again, and then also try it by doing the 1 cent and see if you feel a shift in energy.
Okay, great. And then the other suggestion, in case anybody just missed it, if they are looking to do a spirit retrieval as opposed to a spirit integration, they're slightly different. The spirit retrieval is the second step to the Be Here Now clearing, and that is a free clearing listed on the front page of the website on the left-hand side. So thank you, listener, for writing that in. I had forgotten, so that's good to know. Okay, so then, Ron, do we have time for one more explanation out of the list?
Looks like we're probably, we can talk for, 1 minute or so. We could probably get it. I got like 54 after, so we can probably do it as quick.
Well, I think I'll hold off on this for next week. We can start with that again. And then let's just talk about in the one more email that we got. It's also about the spirit. Someone's wondering if they can help them come more into their body. They've had some energy affect them recently, making it hard for them to be in their body. And that is, I guess, typically what happens, right? If something is difficult, your spirit leaves.
Well, okay. I'll address that. So is your mind telling you that you're not in your body? Because your mind can play tricks on you. So the first thing to do would be to look at your eyes and see how your eyes look. So if your eyes look clear, then you're in your body. And if they're getting dull looking, then you're not. So do the Be Here Now clearing, do the Mind a Heart Drop, and your eyes should change. So you don't want to go into the scenario that, your spirit's been stolen and I'm not here or anything else. Always check out your eyes. Your eyes are the instant indication if that's happening to you. So don't let your mind talk to you saying that you're not in your body to give you the information to put you on the more timeline where they're stealing your energy because you're afraid that you're not here and you probably, maybe really are here, but maybe your percentage is low, but that's besides the point. What you have is what you have. But you don't want to get fear that you're not here in your body. So if your eyes are glossed over, then you're not home. I can say that for sure. But keep doing the Be Here Now clearing. And if you've done extra clearings on the website, those whole lifetime clearings take that negativity out of your DNA so that you can have more spirit with you. So check your eyes out first. Let's do the Mind a Heart Drop, everybody. Here we go. So commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping. Floor, levels, so here we go. You can kind of feel the energy shift. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.